I don't know where it is that you live, but it felt like summer would never come up here in Seattle. It's finally gotten nice, and I thought, you know what? We need some music. We need a Dirtbag Diaries music episode. It's been almost a year, and I know you guys dig them. So here we go. Dirtbag Diaries music episode right now. I dig those cuts. The first track was You, or Why You, I'm not sure how you say that. The cut is fine. We followed that up with Geographer and their song Kites, which I think is a pretty cool mix of electronica and organic instruments. As a lot of you know, it's been a super busy year here. I'm not going to lie. It was awesome. The season went really well. The Diaries is going great. And now we've got a new little sweet project that Brian and I are working on called Tracing the Edge. We got this idea. What if we took some of the best athletes in the world and told their stories that helped define them, who they were, both as athletes, as people? We went to Patagonia, and Patagonia and I talked, and we've gotten to spend some time this year with a couple really interesting people. I don't want to spoil it. I'm going to leave a little bit of surprise if you haven't heard about this project already. But it's going to launch at the end of August. It's be on Patagonia's website first and a couple other different places. I'll drop one of them on the Dirtbag Diaries feed so you guys can check it out and see what you think. Let me know. If you really dig it, let me know, and maybe we can figure out a way to have you guys download them. Right now, they're just going to be available for stream on Patagonia's YouTube channel and Sportiva's YouTube channel and Vasque's site. So there's a couple of different people involved in it, but check it out. I hope you guys dig it. It was a really cool project. It was really good to get to know some of these people. That's Tracing the Edge, and it'll be out at the end of August. Check it out. I'm excited about it. Anyway, this next cut is from Ken Christensen, who has contributed a ton to the Diaries in the past, and his music pretty much anchored Tracing the Edge for us. We used a lot of his stuff, and it was all off his double disc album, Sunshine Shadow, which came out last year. And I really liked this album. I was stoked when I got it in the mail and opened it up, and the tracks were banging. So you can get it on the site, kenchristensen.com. Any of these links that we're talking about will be up on the homepage, dirtbagdiaries.com, with links to things. So here it is. This is Ken Christensen off his new album, Sunshine Shadow, off his new album, Sunshine Shadow.
To you, my dear. Stay close.
Christensen, and then also the artist Slocks with Song of the Night. I like that cut too. It's kind of a, I don't know, seems like a good song for driving with the windows down in the car. Yeah, and I'll post some links to some of the Tracing the Edge stuff, because it could be cool for you guys to check it out and start letting me know what you guys think of it, whether it's on Facebook or sending us an email or whatever, just because we like your input. So there'll be some links up on the site, dirtbagdiaries.com. One of the albums that Becca and I have been rocking out to lately is the new Wolf Parade album, Expo 86. Their first album, Apologies to Queen Mary's, has to be like one of my favorite indie rock albums. It's the kind of album I like totally remember where I was when I heard it. And I remember, I was cutting wood for the winter out in front of my garage when I first heard that album, and I just dug it since. Their new album, Expo 86, it's pretty dang good. Not quite as good as Apologies to Queen Mary, but this song kicks some serious ass. It's called What Did My Lover Say? This is Wolf Parade. Open the windows, pumps those fists. It's summer.
What did my lover say?
So like always, we're going to take August off from new episodes, and we will be back in the first week of September. But actually, Becca and I won't be here. We're working ahead right now, and we're going to take a trip of a lifetime. We're going to go to the Sierra, and we're going to spend 45 days hiking south to north, trying to do as much climbing as we can, all in the backcountry, carrying all the climbing gear. I think we crossed one road the entire trip, and both of us are pretty excited about it. Something I've been thinking about doing for a decade, and I realized I wasn't getting any younger, and Becca seemed to think it was a good idea too. So we're really excited. We've been working almost nonstop for the last 2 years, and I can't tell you how excited I am to unplug for a little bit. Bex is dehydrating food right now, and I'm pouring over maps. It should be a good one, and I'm stoked to tell you about that trip.
For what you know about the shameful. It's nothing. cause some figures and facts and other clues to help fall. Blow your tracks, I think I've lost my legs. Knowing me, the sin at the bottom of the deep blue sea. Make time for us, time for not us. I can't even sing for words, you know, I'm far too shameful.
That Scottish band We Were Promised Jetpacks, who I think personally might have the best band name ever. We Were Promised Jetpacks. It's freaking brilliant. The song was Ships With Holes Will Sink, and the album is These Four Walls, and it's a good one. It's definitely worth checking out if you dig that cut. It's a pretty decent album start to finish. And before that was Mux Mule with Skull Taste. So that's pretty much it for right now. Thank you for all your support this year. It's been an incredible one. I feel so tied to this community, and I just thank for you guys for all the help, whether it's from story ideas, whether it's just nice emails that make it a little bit easier to keep going when it starts to feel like work, because most of the time it doesn't. It's a pretty cool job. But it's been an incredible year, and I just want to say thank you for all that and all the help. So that's pretty much it. And yeah, I look forward to hearing what you guys think about Tracing the Edge, and also I hope to share some stories from the Sierra when I get back. This last cut is from Gabriel Mintz, who's a local Seattle guy who seems to be playing everywhere right at the moment. He's got a new album out called Volume 1. It's been playing on KXB, and I dig it, and I was really stoked to be able to get to use it in Brendan Leonard's last episode. You can get his album at gabrielmintz.com. There'll be links on the site, dirtbagdiaries.com. Hope you enjoy it. Here is Sofa Bed. Have a happy summer. Thanks to New Belgium, Kuat Racks, and Patagonia for supporting and making this possible. And thanks to you guys. Thanks. We'll be right back.
everything that you ever known. I could hardly wait to go and set out on.